Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This week we're exploring how to stay strong on this journey. How do you stay strong despite all these setbacks? Whether it's another big fat negative, or another month going by you not being pregnant, or seeing someone else get pregnant. Let's dive in and explore how you can stay strong and resourced and have emotional well-being despite this emotional roller coaster. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, rate the podcast, and share the love. Loving you. Today I want to explore staying strong. How do we stay strong on this journey that can feel such like an emotional roller coaster? You know, I liken our journey to running a marathon. It was exhausting physically, emotionally, and mentally. And you think you get to the finish line and you find out, oh, no, you haven't. You've got it all over again. There's always often false hopes, false dawns. And it's like, it seems to be never ending. And it can be really, really draining. And particularly this weekend, I know in the US and other places, it's Mother's Day this weekend. And for us, Mother's Day was probably the hardest day of the year, probably second to Christmas, or maybe even harder than Christmas, I think. Yeah, it was harder than Christmas because we found ourselves on Mother's Day just running away and just spending a time together doing something fun for us, or maybe with some of the friends going through a similar experience. So we just hooked up with them and did something fun with them. We used to be involved in a church back then, and you thought a church would be a place you feel safe and welcome, but Mother's Day is very much not a place you felt that. So we just didn't even see our own mothers. I think our mothers understood, I think, but we just knew we needed to look after ourselves, and self-care was the most important thing for us. So yeah, I guess the first thing on staying strong is self-care. Accept how tough it is. Often we don't accept how tough it is. The world doesn't understand how tough it is. And the study of Harvard Medical School showed that the stress levels with women going through or experiencing infertility were equivalent to those with AIDS, cancer, and heart disease. So often we don't acknowledge how tough it can be. So I guess the first thing about, you know, how do we stay strong is recognizing how tough it is and taking that self-care. One of my first ever fertility clients came to see me. And she'd gone through three rounds of IVF before she came to see me. She just failed her third round and wanted to do some work together before going straight into the fourth round. She wanted to go straight into it for various reasons. She was 39, and that kind of mental kind of wall of the 40th birthday was coming up, and other things, unspoken pressure from family and people. And my first bit of advice or kind of coaching was therapy was, go away. I don't want to see you. You're not in any place to consider the next round of cycle. You know, and just have a holiday, whether you have a physical holiday or just have a fertility holiday for a few weeks, and we'll hook up in a couple of weeks. Because yeah, she wasn't in that space. And sometimes we take that time to recuperate. We can actually rewind our body clock a little bit because we're falling into a much more healthy and physical, psychological and physical state, which has got to be a good thing for our body and our chances of success. So the first thing is self-care. Make sure you're looking after yourself, meeting your needs. So you say, for us on Mother's Day, we didn't see our mothers, we did something for us. That was the most important thing for us on our journey in that time. So second thing I want to say about struggling is, when we feel like we're struggling, we're not actually in a reality. What I mean by that is, we're not in this present moment. Because as a species, as a human species, we're designed for reality. We're designed for showing up in this moment. And our kind of human operating system has been honed over thousands of years to cope and deal with reality. And if we feel like we can't cope, we're actually gone into our mental movie, into La La Land, into the future. We feel like we're experiencing now, but we're not. We've gone into the future. We're creating a future scenario that looks like we can't cope. We're thinking this our situation today is never going to change. Well, that's future thinking. And it's very subtle when we do that. And two things happen. One is we often tend to imagine worst case scenario. But if we don't, it feels like it's plausible, it's believable. Our thinking gives us the logic why we should think about this, because it could may well happen. It's very plausible and believable. But actually, it's still fantasy. And we often think of fantasy as unrealistic things like people flying, pigs flying. But any thought that's not in this present moment is pure fantasy, because nothing can predict the future, not even our thinking. Nothing can predict the future, not even doctors. They're great at diagnosis, but they're not good at prognosis, because nothing can predict the future. We're told it'd be 1 in a billion chance of us getting pregnant naturally, and we did. So the first thing is, when we think about the future, it's fantasy. And we often think a worst case scenario, but whether it's realistic or not, it's still fantasy. But the second thing is, the us in that fantasy is not the fully resourced us. Because as a species, we're designed for reality. We're designed with such amazing qualities within us of and capabilities of resourcefulness, wisdom, instinct, intuition, creativity, inspiration. We have all these amazing qualities that show up in the moment. That's why you hear these amazing stories of these heroes in a crisis. They just step up and they just take control and they do what they do. And you hear them talking afterwards. They say, I don't know what kicked in. I just got on with it. They don't see themselves as a hero because they didn't feel brave. They just got on with it. They had a clear mind. They knew what to do. And they just got on with it without thinking. And that's what happened when we have a calm mind and being present to the moment. What stops us having a calm mind and being present is all this future thinking. Now, I'm not saying just be present. That's a really hard thing to do. We can't stop thinking about the future. It's a habit we have. You can't control your thinking. You can't stop thinking. It's about being more aware that we do think about the future. Our resourcefulness, our wisdom is not present. The more we understand that, the more we just don't get so caught up into the story, the more we catch ourselves from the spell of this future thinking, we more realize that feeling, we catch the feeling of overwhelm or fear or anxiety, and we realize, ah, oh, going to la-la land. This is how our system works, your operating system works. The more we understand how the operating system works, we realize we don't need fixing, we don't need changing, we don't need to apply anything. It's designed to work. It's designed to work. So you have these amazing innate qualities that we often forget or don't realize because they show up so subtly and so naturally. We don't call them in, they just show up. They come from within us. And we feel present, we just feel calm, connected, relaxed, that state of flow, whatever you want to describe it. We're just being. We have everything we need to be, whatever's showing up. But our thinking says, oh, this situation's here now, it's never going to change, or this is going to happen. And we go from the present moment quite quickly into this future la-la land. It doesn't matter how plausible or believable it is. Whatever shows up in your life, you've got what you need. I talk to clients who've had the most traumatic experiences, and if someone told them that if this is going to happen to you, they just wouldn't believe they're going to cope with it. But they have coped. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a breeze. It's been difficult, challenging, and very painful. But even so, they look back and are amazed at, in awe that they got through that. Something they'd never, ever believe they'd have to or be able to face in their life. We have so much more capability and resourcefulness because we're designed for reality. You're designed for reality. You've got everything you need to be at peace, to be resourceful, to be okay in this moment. We're designed for it. And the future's unknown. That's okay. We don't need to know. Our resourcefulness shows up in the moment, in this moment, in the next moment. It's just you might begin to be aware that when you start to think about the future, your wisdom, your resourcefulness, your capabilities are not present.